Haha, everyone's back. Doesn't it feel good to be back in school, to have responsibilities, right? To have duties, to be busy? Doesn't that feel good? Everyone's like, no, not good. Not good at all. Should feel good. It's good to be busy, all right? But you're not busy like Jesus is busy. Okay? All right, so in ordinary time, at the beginning this year, the gospel readings, especially for the weekday readings, come from the gospel of Mark. Right? Mark is the shortest gospel, the first gospel written. And if I had to describe him, I think Mark probably would have been a good boxer because his style is punchy, right? He doesn't waste any effort. It's like if he was around today, he'd probably go down to the HAC and do like heavy bag work on the punching bag, right? And he'd be really effective at it, right? He wouldn't hurt himself doing that, break his hand, right? Hi, Rose. How are we doing? Yeah. There you go. All right. So here's the deal. Watch this. So we started in Mark 1 on Monday. Watch what Jesus has been doing in literally 25 verses. So Monday picks up Mark 1, verse 14. Jesus shows up, right? Mark, by the way, he doesn't have any time for infancy narratives. He doesn't have any time for a nice poetic entrance like John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He doesn't have any time for that. Mark's gospel begins with John the Baptist preaching repentance right away. And then Jesus shows up on the scene. We don't have anything about his birth. We don't have anything about him being found in the temple. None of that in Mark's gospel. Jesus shows up on the scene, verse 14. First words out of his mouth. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. That's his opening line to everyone. And then immediately after that, he calls Andrew and Peter and James and John. So he starts his work with the apostles. And then immediately after that, he goes to Capernaum. And he goes into the synagogue and preaches. And people are amazed at his teaching. And they say, what is this? A new teaching with authority. Who is this man? And while he's preaching, a man who's possessed, the demon cries out and causes a big scene. And so Jesus does a public exorcism in front of everybody. He casts out the demon. And then he goes right from the synagogue into the gospel tonight. He goes into Peter's house where his mother-in-law is lying sick, desperately ill with a fever, and he cures her. And then all the whole town starts to come. And so he cures the whole village and he casts out demons. And then at the end of this gospel, he's ready to go to the next place and do it all again. Jesus is busy. He is active. Way busier than you've been in the last 3 days. Right? This is 25 verses. We're still in the first chapter of Mark. All of that has happened. It's just unrelenting. That's why I say he's like a boxer. It's just one thing after another, just body blow, body blow, body blow, one thing, another, another, because there's no wasted movement in Jesus Christ. His activity is always focused. However, in the midst of all the activity, here's the line I want you to think about tonight. It's verse 35. It's Mark 1, 35. Rising very early before dawn, Jesus left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Everything that Jesus does flows from his prayer. Because everything that Jesus does flows from his identity as the Son of the Father. And the place where that identity is received, and in Jesus it's received from all eternity, is in prayer. In a profound and beautiful dialogue with the Father, who is always speaking to the Son who he is. And Jesus, as the Son, is always perfectly receiving who he is. And then, and only then, friends, can all this activity be properly focused. That's why when Jesus is busy, it's not like you and I are busy. Because so much of our busyness is exhausting. It's not centered in who we really are and who God asks us to be. But Jesus isn't that way. Everything he does flows from his being. And he's constantly going back to the source where he receives his being from his heavenly Father. In the midst of all these fantastic things, the preaching, the calling, the healing, the casting out of demons, all of it, Jesus knows where the source of his strength is. And friends, he makes time for it. Rising very early, he goes to a deserted place. And there he prays. And that is the most important thing for us to hear at the beginning of what will be a busy semester. We have to make time. And sometimes, probably most times, it needs to be early in the morning. We come to a deserted place, not a desert, but a place where we can be with the one who loved us into existence, the one who holds us in existence by his love, and the one who's always communicating who we are to us. Friends, that's what prayer is. Prayer is not another thing to check off your list, because then it just becomes one other thing that you're busy with. Prayer is the ground and the source of everything for us. If we really know how to pray, if we really know what prayer is, we know that it's simply being with our Heavenly Father, who is communicating his life and his grace through his Son, in his Spirit to us. And when we pray well, we receive ourselves. We don't just come to know God, we come to know ourselves. And then all that we do, all the real responsibilities you have in terms of class, in terms of work, in terms of relationships, in terms of all the other things and activities that are a part of your very busy lives, they all come online and they're all flowing from the same source. And they're supercharged with purpose and meaning. Why be the student you should be? Because God has loved you. He's given you this gift of life. And your response in those duties, in the classroom or elsewhere, is a response of love back to him, saying, thank you for the gift. Thank you for giving me myself, teaching me who I am. My response will be to engage all those gifts for you and to live them well in deep and lasting communion. I said on Sunday, agere seguitur esse, action follows being. Look at Jesus. All the activity, all the action in this first chapter of Mark's gospel, it all follows from his being the Son. Friends, let's get it right. Let's get the order right. Our action should follow our being. Our being is received in prayer. And in prayer, you will know who you are. You will know yourself as the beloved Son or the beloved daughter of the Father who gives you everything you need.